Hello, and welcome to another edition of Outside the Box, where you can think differently and be proud of it. Today's topic is, We're Number One. Back in the early 1990s, Andrew Shapiro wrote a book called We're Number One, comparing the U.S. to other industrialized countries around the world. And the U.S. was regularly ranked number one, but usually in categories that are nothing to be proud of. For example, the U.S. was number one, based on statistics from the early 80s to the early 90s, in infant mortality rates, divorce, child poverty, number of billionaires, percent who were homeless, military spending and military aid to other countries, budget deficit, ratio of worker to CEO pay inequality, percent of the population who were murdered, executed, incarcerated, and who owned handguns, gasoline consumption, forest depletion, greenhouse gas emissions, soft drinks per person, and time spent watching television. Yep, we were number one. The U.S. was last, or close to last, in voter turnout, paid vacation days for employees, savings as a percent of gross domestic product, percent spend on health and welfare and humanitarian aid to other countries, public spending for education, and life expectancy. So what's happened over the last 15 years? Are we still number one at mostly the wrong things and at or near the bottom of what we should be proud of? Shapiro has not done an update, but here's what I found from various internet sources. Although some categories of crimes have decreased, our overall crime rate is still the highest among industrialized countries as of 2000. Our life expectancy is 77.9 years, ranked number 42 among all countries in 2007. We still spend more on healthcare as a percentage of GDP than any other country, and also have the highest percentage of uninsured, 16%, among industrialized countries, since every other one of those has national health care and 100% coverage. We're ranked number 41 in infant mortality rate among all countries. The U.S. ranked fourth behind the British Virgin Islands, Luxembourg, and Norway in average income. We're still numero uno in the percentage who don't think it's important to know another language. In the Quality of Life Index, which included life expectancy, divorce, material well-being, political stability, job security, political freedom, gender equality, and a few other factors, the U.S. ranked 13th, with Ireland first, followed by Switzerland, Norway, Luxembourg, and Sweden. Canada was 14th. In crimes, we're a close second to Spain in armed robberies, but the U.S. is first in reported rapes, murders, and percent of people in prison, with 737 per 100,000 people. That's well ahead of Russia and South Africa, which are second and third. Most European countries have about one-sixth that number in prison. One in every 37 U.S. adults has been or is in prison. The U.S. is 5% of the world's population, but has 25% of the world's prisoners. Our 54% voter turnout for elections puts us second to last among 36 countries. The only one below us is Poland, just slightly at 52%. We still have the highest rate of homelessness among industrialized countries, with an estimated 850,000 without homes each day, and about 3.5 million who don't have homes at least some point during the year. India's total, with about four times the population, is just 2.3 million per year. Other dead last rankings for the U.S. compared to other westernized nations include preventable deaths, childhood poverty, savings as a percentage of the gross domestic product, and paid vacation days for workers. But we're still easily number one on some things, like greenhouse gas emissions, gas consumption per capita, number of billionaires, military aid to other countries, military spending, and budget deficit, which totals $490 billion for this fiscal year. How do you feel about our number one ranking on so many categories we would rather be lower on, or very low on, and last place, where we should be up at the top? What does it say to you about our country and about those who are making the decisions? If you've got a number one comment on this feature, email news@weru.org or call 469-6600. I'm Larry Danziger, and here's wishing you great success today in realizing not everybody can be number one, or should be.